The manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Oliver Marmol, on a festive day here in St. Louis, without a doubt. Can you believe the fans? I know you saw them out there outside the ballpark.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen it like this. Driving up to the park today, part of me just wanted to walk around, just take it all in. The amount of fans that are out there, just the overall vibe and energy is incredible.
It is incredible. I just told you off the air, I wish I would have thought of it sooner. Maybe you and I would like get in a cart and just drive around.
We can still do it.
Do this interview. A lot of them are listening to us right now out there in line as the gates open at 10:45. What would you like to say to them?
Man, just super appreciative of everybody this year. The entire year has been incredible. Obviously, we have a lot going on with a winning club, but Yachty, Waino, Albert, everything that's happened this year, it's been incredible, and the fan base has been unbelievable. Just the way they've packed this place out, the energy they've bring every single pitch, it's been fun to put on a show.
And now you have postseason ahead of you. When you clinched the NL Central, and before you all popped beer and champagne, you talked to your players, and you told them you never made this about you. None of you did. It was about winning.
Yeah, and that's to their credit. It shows a lot about their character and overall culture of that clubhouse, because we had a lot going on. You have MVP season by our corner guys. You have Yachty and Waino chasing 325. You got Albert chasing 700, and at no point did they selfishly make it about themselves. At every turn, they made it about winning and winning the championship, and it speaks a lot as to who they are.
They are quite a bunch. You have a great mix. And before we talk about the obvious, the legends that will be honored today, a word or two about your young players, because it's the big leagues and you're expected to do well. I mean, you've gotten to this point, but it is not easy. And starting with a player like Brendan Donovan, I sometimes have to remind myself that he's a rookie. He carries himself like a veteran. You have more than that, of course, but starting with the player that you call Donnie, he has been a catalyst for this team, hasn't he?
He's been incredible, and credit to our minor league system. They've pumped out some really good players and have allowed us to be in the position that we're in right now. Donnie's a key contributor to what we're doing. He really is. You have to remind yourself that he's not a six-year guy or seventh-year guy. Just the way he carries himself, the way he takes at bats, just his versatility, just his overall approach to the game is unbelievable. But what I will say about our young guys is they're really good at paying attention to the veteran group and figuring out what this looks like to win. They're super coachable. They listen well, but it's been a fun group for sure.
You have Lars Nootbaar providing you energy. And you said when I talked to you in San Diego, I said there's something – Lars is getting close. You could see he's getting close. When he hit the home run, that kind of jump-started you once again, didn't it? But his energy is something that you needed, something that you liked from Harrison Bader, too. You love energy.
No doubt about it. You need a couple guys on the club that have that vibe to them, that are just goofy in nature and just bring that energy and keep guys loose and can make fun of each other, make fun of himself, and that's Newt for sure. He brings that every single day. And we enjoy having him, that's for sure.
There's no doubt. Now, we're going to celebrate two players, and I've advised people to give the love to Adam, too, because he's not said one way or the other what he's going to do. But number 50 will start today. We'll get to him in just a moment. But Albert Pujols first. When you made contact with him, and John Mozeliak did as well, what was the message both ways, from him and from the Cardinals to him?
Yeah, I called and I said, "How you feeling? Are you in shape?" And he said, "FaceTime me if you need to confirm that I'm in shape. I'm ready to contribute, and I'd love to do it back in St. Louis." And I just remember that call. I was out to dinner with my wife. I stepped away and took it, and it was a good one. I'm really glad he said yes.
Yeah, no doubt. And he has found a way to get his swing back. It happened in the second half of the season. What do you think it was?
Man, I think it was a combination of some mechanical adjustments that he made. He's made adjustments his entire career. That's what allows him to play still today. But also, when he went to the All-Star game, I feel like he was rejuvenated a little bit, just getting the attention and the acknowledgement from the fan base and the players and the young players. And just he came back, and there was something different about him. And he took off, and I'm glad he did.
I was wondering if it was the home run derby. KT's throwing him all those pitches. Maybe he just found a rhythm. Yeah,
I am not sure, but he came back from that All-Star weekend, and it was different.
And then Yachty, who had to leave for various reasons. He started out not with you for personal reasons. He did arrive at spring training, got right to work. He dealt with injury. He had to rehab his knee. He also made another trip to Puerto Rico for personal reasons. He came back, but every time he's come back, he's been Yachty or Molina. He's found it. And in September, the old September Yachty nickname stuck with him. He delivered.
He did. And in big moments, that's who you want. You want Yachty. And he stepped into that clubhouse, and everything came together right around that trade deadline, right before it. He steps into that clubhouse, and there's certain guys that walk into the clubhouse, and the room's different just because they're in it. He's one that has the ability to do that, and people, they found new life with him being in that clubhouse and everything that was going on. But it's been unbelievable to be here and manage those two guys this year. I'll tell you that.
You're a baseball man, so you recognize greatness, and it's not just on the field but off. Can you describe what they're like away from the game, finding an edge, the chatter, but also even when they're at home or some of the communication that happens away from this ballpark that gives you an advantage?
I mean, they're constantly thinking. You don't play that long if you're not constantly thinking of how to improve. It's just this constant competition of how do I get better, whether it's watching other games, just text messages back and forth. But these guys are constantly looking for that next edge of how to improve. And it's hard to match. It really is.
Yeah, they are really something. And here we are with 701 for Albert, and Yadier Molina is 19 years a Cardinal. Albert, 12 years a Cardinal out of his 22 seasons in the big leagues, and they'll be honored today. It is remarkable. And then there's Adam Wainwright. Adam has what he's described as a dead arm. What is the latest in his progression as he's slated to start today?
Yeah, we gave him a couple days extra of rest leading into this start, limited his pitch count last time out, and some mechanical adjustments that he's working through right now, and our hope is that he goes out there today and shoves. He's excited about the start, I'll tell you that, for a lot of reasons, but our hope is he goes out there and has a really good outing.
And then as you look ahead to the postseason, you'll reveal at some point what your rotation looks like. Some of it may be based on his performance today. Who knows? But you have a lot of depth. I mean, you've built this to this point where beyond whoever starts those three games, you have other starters, don't you?
That's correct.
And hybrids, I would call them.
No doubt. And it's going to be some tough decisions. And that's the beautiful part about this is we do have depth. We have options. But I can easily argue you talk about what Q's been doing lately. Monty has been phenomenal for us all year. His last couple starts, not ideal. Yesterday, he looked good. You can talk about, Jack, his last couple outings, pretty good as well. Miles has been pretty lights out. His last two outings looked really, really good. And then you talk about Waino. With anything on the line, you want that guy on the mound. I don't care how his last couple outings look. So there's some tough decisions to be made, and I'm looking forward to it.
I know how much you value speed and defense, and you have great speed in DeLuzio. You have defense in DeYoung. He struggled at the plate. I'm not asking you to tell me, what you're going to do, but I'm just curious about how you evaluate all of that in terms of bat and then defense and speed ultimately.
Yeah, when you're looking at that roster, you're trying to figure out, all right, if we're facing a righty, what does it look like? What's our answer off the bench when they bring in a lefty and vice versa? And then you look at late in games, how do you want to keep a lead? And you value defense. You value being able to run for Albert if you need to score a run. So, yeah, it'll be a good conversation whether DeLuzio and some of these guys are on that roster based on how we construct the whole thing.
Tony La Russa is going to be on with us here in about 5 minutes or
awesome.
So on KMOX. What do you think when I say that name?
Man, I honestly remember sitting in spring training. I was still a player, and he was giving a speech to the minor league players, and I'm sitting there listening to him. And the whole time he's speaking, I'm not thinking about it as a player. I'm thinking about, I want to be able to do that when at someday. I want to have influence over a group of guys. I want to be able to coach and instill some of the things that I learned from Tony. So honestly, I sat there as a player taking it in already as a coach, and that year I made the transition to coaching. But he played a role in the overall kind of feel and the way I wanted to do certain things. But I really enjoyed listening to him speak when I was a player.
This season is a grind and things fly by, but will you be proud when you look back on what you've accomplished here in your first season? Not knowing, of course, ultimately what you're going to do. We're sitting here at game 162, but what has it been like for you?
We want to win the whole thing, bottom line. It's been a good year. We've accomplished quite a bit individually and collectively as a group. It's been a heck of a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. We've had a blast in that dugout and in that clubhouse. But at the end of the day, you put in all the work in order to be the last team standing. And until we do that, yeah, we're going to keep going.
How about for you personally on your first year as a manager?
It's been fun. I thought I'd enjoy it, but I'm actually having a blast. My family has enjoyed it. I've been able to balance the two, and that part of it's important to me. But, man, it's been good to just be honest with the players, with the staff, and be myself and know that it plays well up here.
I appreciate all of these visits, too. Not that we're saying goodbye. We may do another, but I'll tell you, it's great to have a manager. It doesn't really happen in Major League Baseball, but the Cardinals have been great about it, to have the manager with us in casual conversation talking ball on a game day. I mean, you're literally going to be out on the field in less than 3 hours, so it's much appreciated.
I may sit in the stands today. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You wanted to get out there and see everybody out there, didn't you?
I really did. It's special out there. It's different. It just feels different. And I'll tell you what, the staff and the players definitely appreciate it.
I know they do, and I know they all appreciate you. And this is a good time to be a St. Louis Cardinal, that's for sure. But as you mentioned, there is work to be done. It is going to be very enjoyable, that's for sure, today, though, to see all of this unfold right before our eyes. We'll never see a team like this again. Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, saying goodbye in a regular season matchup today. Ollie, thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Oliver Marmol, Cardinals manager with us on KMOX. This visit with the manager is sponsored by Missouri Division of Tourism. There's a Mo for every MO. Find yours at visitmo.com.